Taxes Show.
It's the show that Mark Twain once called smarter than a blue jay what can talk possum and faster than a naked fat man riding a bolt of lightning.
So here's your plain-spoken homespun host, Eric Metaxas.
Aw, shoot. Hey, Albin, we got a lot to cover today.
Oh, we do.
What should we talk about? Okay, first of all, here's what we should talk about. We got a lot to cover. Okay, number one, mic noises. Alyssa Liberis, I would never mention her by name over the airwaves, but she's my chief of staff. She runs the world, and she told me that she was listening to an interview recently on this program. She said she could hear me aggressively touching my face and aggressively combing my hair, that it's so the mics are so sensitive.
Okay.
She said the hair combing could only be described as aggressive and unpleasant.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm just wondering how many people listening like hear these little weird little noises.
Well,
because,
I wonder.
You gotta live your life. Sometimes
I know. Did they hear me raising my eyebrows? Wow.
You know, I heard a squeak and I was going to say, what was that?
I need some oil.
That's so incredible. But I mean, it is kind of funny how sensitive these mics can be. But I just want to say, folks, if you're hearing that stuff, it's all intentional. Okay. We want you to get the flavor of the whole thing. We don't just want it to be this kind of like, you know, digital. You're just getting what we want you to get. We want the analog, the cracks and pops and the whole vinyl experience.
Yes.
So that's just what we want you to hear our lives. Sometimes people say, Eric, I heard you perspiring audibly. And I say that, look, I get my body temperature up. It happens. We're human beings. Albin, we're human beings.
I know. Don't ruffle our feathers. That's all I want to say. That'll be
right.
A big sound there.
Today is Thursday, and we've got a lot. There's so much I want to talk about, like right now. Coming up in this hour, by the way, we're talking to Sergei Rakuba. He has a Russian accent. He pronounced Leonid Brezhnev in the correct way. It's just, I love talking to people with accents. It seems like every week we have somebody either from Australia or Ireland or, it's just, I just love it. So I'm looking forward to talking to Sergei Rakuba in a few minutes. What they're doing in Russia for the World Cup this summer is astounding, brilliant. Wait till you get the details from the man himself. He came up with this crazy idea. Also, we want to say that, this weekend,
yes.
The Belmont Stakes are being run. Albin, I've never been to I think I went to a horse race once in my life many years ago because Suzanne's family lives near the track down in Monmouth Park down there.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't particularly enjoy it. But our friend is a part owner of this horse, Justify.
Oh.
And they said that you can't bet on the horse because it's favored to win.
Oh,
so what's the point of betting? You'll lose money. It's like a 3-1 favorite. But here's the point. We're going to go to the Belmont Stakes. You have to get all dressed up. It's like the Kentucky Derby, only more local.
Mm.
And you get all dressed up. And if the horse Justify wins the Belmont Stakes this Saturday night, it will be a Triple Crown winner. Only the third in 40 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we're going to be at the Belmont. So in case you're going to be at the Belmont, you can wave to us. I guess I'll talk about it on Monday, but I can't believe that I'm going to a horse race. I'm not big into the, what do they call it? The sport of kings.
The sport of kings. That is correct.
Sport that will live in infamy.
Yep.
So. Isn't that what it's called? Okay.
Albin, don't get on me about that.
Also, we had a call-in show yesterday, and I wanted to say to people today, every Wednesday in hour one, so that's 2 o'clock Eastern time. If I'm in New York City, we will do a live call-in show, which is to say you can call in and we can talk about anything, whatever. But yesterday, a wonderful woman, Linda from Fort Worth, called up and she wanted to stump the host, and she totally stumped me. She said, "What are the 5 beaches at D-Day that the Allies landed on?" And I didn't know. You said you thought it was A, B, C, D, and E.
Yes.
And it turns out that was wrong.
I
thought it was Zeppo, Gummo, Chico, Harpo, and Groucho. That was wrong.
Well,
turns out to be
you
Omaha,
were closer. Yeah.
Utah, Sword. I forgot the others. Anyway, the point is that we were stumped by that. But yesterday was
gold.
D-Day.
Yeah.
And you mistakenly thought D-Day was the day that shall live in infamy. But, of course, you know that that's Pearl Harbor. So you're
of
not
course.
Kidding anybody, Albin.
Yes,
you're
Josh.
It was a slip of the tongue. Okay. If people are tracking at home, when we do the Wednesday show, the call-in show, I will joke sometimes. Like yesterday, I said that the Bonhoeffer movie is moving along and that we have scored Jamie Farr to lead the movie as Bonhoeffer. Now, Jamie Farr, of course, was the wacky Corporal Klinger in the 70s TV show MASH. Turns out that Jamie Farr is not available, so we're going to have to go down the list, whether it's Loretta Swit or someone else. I don't know.
But the point is,
it will be somebody from the MASH TV cast. Mm-hmm. So if you missed yesterday's call-in show, I would go back and listen to it because it's, to me, it was one of the fun ones, the most fun ones I've ever done. I also want to say, before we go to the break here, that every Thursday, today's Thursday, so in hour two, we're going to have an encore Thursday, which is means we're going to play one of our the greatest shows. Every few weeks, there's like a show that is so great that I'm kind of annoyed that it only aired once. And so we thought, hey, we're in control of the schedule. We could air it twice. So I interviewed Mary Neal. This is a woman who died in a horrific kayaking accident, drowned, and went to heaven, was yes. in the presence of Jesus. I mean, it's one of these stories you think. Now, she is a medical doctor. I had dinner with her. And when you start talking to her, this woman's a genius. Her husband's a doctor.
Yeah.
Her
but
description.
I know she would say like this food is to die for and things like that. You know, it's like enough. All right.
Enough with the dying. No, no kidding. She died. She drowned.
She did. Seven
she
Lessons
heaven,
from Heaven. Yeah.
That's the book. But anyway, so in hour two today, you're going to get to hear Mary Neal tell her story. This is only a few months ago that I interviewed her, but I got to say, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So we're going to do what we can to get you the best of the best for hour two on Thursday. Tomorrow, oh my gosh, we're going to have a live band in this studio. The Annie Moses Band is going to be in the studio tomorrow. They are amazing. I've followed them online, and they're an amazing band that's sort of folk classical. They're strong Christians, kind of amazing.
Yes,
Annie
and
Moses.
We do have video of them. So for Metaxas Super subscription.
Oh, yeah, you
folks,
can watch it.
Yeah.
You can watch it. That's right. Right. And I guess I want to say again, I don't want to forget because every week I forget. We're today, which is Thursday, we prepare an email blast that goes out to everybody who signed up at ericmetaxas.com. I'm not talking about metaxastalk.com. That's different. ericmetaxas.com. That's my website. If you go there and you sign up for Eric's latest thoughts or whatever it says, you get a weekly email with all of the shows that we have done, with photographs, with all kinds of stuff. And I just want to say again, folks, there's stuff you're missing if you don't get that email, because I don't expect that you listen to every show, and you may be missing stuff, and there's details and things. This week I may talk about the turtle story. Do I have time real quick to tell the turtle story before we go to the break?
I don't know. Do you?
Okay. The other day I was running around Central Park, and I was on the reservoir, and I saw a woman walking with a large sized turtle. When I say large, I mean it was larger than like the you know, like it was not like a 9 or 12 inch turtle. It was bigger. Like it was a fairly big turtle. Okay, I would say maybe 8 inches or something, quite large, walking along the reservoir path. And I said to her, hey, you better get a leash on that thing. And she said, oh, no, he's fine. And then I realized this is not just a turtle that she was walking next to. It's her turtle. She's taking it for a walk. Mm-hmm. I said, how long you had that turtle? She says, oh, since he was about this big. And she shows me, like, you know, the size of a quarter kind of, right? And I said, what do you run a butcher shop? Like, what do you do? And then I said, hey, you got a license for this thing? I start joking around. I said, does he listen to commands? And she says, well, it depends what kind of mood he's in. And then I said, okay, I'll try it. I'll ask him to come. I'll come. She says, well, he doesn't know you. I don't think he'll respond. And of course, being a jerk, since the turtle was already walking in my direction, I said, come. And I said, look, he's coming. Look.
Woo!
But it was like totally surreal. So I put the picture on Twitter. Maybe I'll put it on my, if you go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for the weekly newsletter, when we send it out tomorrow, you'll get the photo of me with the turtle and the whole thing. All right. When we come back, Sergei Rakuba in hour two, Mary Neal goes to heaven. No kidding.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional. But it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
If you're looking for a way to become politically involved but you don't have the time, you can easily make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with conservative organizations to contribute a portion of each member's bills to the causes that they believe in. Patriot Mobile can be your cell phone provider today. They can help you support vital conservative organizations and provide reliable nationwide coverage on unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month. This month, you can save big and get the iPhone 6S or a brand new Samsung J7 for only $6 a month. Make the switch at 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com. That's patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Be a patriot. Switch and make conservative change today by using your cell phone. Patriotmobile.com, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
Don't let the music fool you. I'm going to talk to a Russian person right now. His name is Sergei Rakhuba, and he's from Russia. Sergei, welcome. You really are from Russia. With a name like Sergei, anybody knows this guy's really from Russia. But you live in Wheaton, Illinois.
That's true. You know, a long time ago, on the brink of when the Soviet Union collapsed, I'm actually a person who was born and raised in the Soviet Union. raised in eastern Ukraine, lived in Russia for a long time. When the opportunity came to U.S. and since, you know, I live and work with this ministry based here in Wheaton.
Okay, and the ministry that you work for is called Mission Eurasia.
Mission Eurasia. It's formerly known, Eric, as Peter Deinecker Russian Ministries.
Uh-huh.
And we just recently, in the light of all those events that take place throughout all the former Soviet Union lands, we decided to change our name to Mission Eurasia, which a lot clearly represents the scope of our ministry involvement in all those countries that currently called Eurasia.
Okay, so Peter Deinecker Jr. was the founder of this mission to Russians, and now, of course, it's Mission Eurasia, as you said. Now, you grew up, you said, in eastern Ukraine, which is, of course, closer to Russia than the Crimea, or which what city are you? Where you did you grow up?
Yeah,
closest
I was
to?
Born in Lugansk area. That's where the war is going on. War is continued, you know, between Russia and Ukraine. Russia was trying to instigate all the separatist movement and backing up all this pro-Russian separatists. You know, they basically send troops, you know, without insignia. You know, so Putin says that they don't have a Russian army there, but the Russian tanks, you know, are still there.
Wow.
But then when I was 12, we moved farther inland in Ukraine, a place called Zaporozhye, and that's where I lived most of my young adult life. It's actually Zaporozhye is located not too far from Crimea.
Right.
So then later in my adult life, I moved to Moscow. That's where I lived for many years before moving to Chicago.
Uh-huh. Now, yeah, you don't expect people to move from Moscow to Chicago. So this is my question. First question, Sergei, is how did you become a Christian growing up in the Ukraine? And how did you end up coming to the United States, to the Chicago area, all the way from Moscow?
Yeah. Eric, I was born into a Christian family. My father, who was captured by the German army, was actually shipped to Germany. That's where, you know, it's a long story. It's for another show probably, Eric, but that's where he been in captivity. He heard the gospel.
Wait a minute. This is fantastic. You mean your father? So in the Second War, your father's captured by the Germans, of course, at war with the Soviet Union, and your father heard the gospel of Jesus as a prisoner of the Germans.
Actually, that's what happened. Yes, and then you know the American army liberated them when he was in that maximum security prison camp in Germany. And he had to stay for another year to get all the clearance. And he had an opportunity either to go to U.S. as a refugee, and they were the U.S. was offering opportunity to all the former prisoners, or to go back to the Soviet Union. He is choosing to go back because he really wanted to bring the gospel back to his family.
This is amazing.
His friends. But he met my mom there, Eric, at that
in Germany.
Camp.
In Germany. And where was your mother from originally?
She is originally from Donbass. That's where in the eastern Ukraine. And that's, you know, so she came home after World War II. A couple of years later, they got married and started building family. And that's the family I was born into.
This is amazing. I just have to ask you, how did your father hear the gospel in a German prison camp? How did this work out?
It was a labor camp, and then he was transferred to a more security, maximum security camp for his attempt to trying to escape, you know. So that was a big drama, you know, he wrote about in his book. It's not available in English, though. He wrote it in it's printed, was published in Russian. But, you know, there were missionaries Slavic missionaries that were reaching to the Russian prisoners and in labor camps and all those areas where they were placed, you know, in Germany by the German army.
I'm just amazed. So you have Slavic evangelistic, or I should say evangelical Slavs who are missionaries into these areas right after the war, during the war.
From America. And this is the Slavs, you know, so youth who were born into Russian or Slavic families, you know, immigrant families. And Peter Nyneka Jr. was like one of them. Peter's father founded the Slavic Gospel Association. You probably have heard of this organization.
Well, let me
came to
go ahead.
And so they were mobilizing Slavic youth that they were born, raised into immigrant family here in U.S. so that they would go to Germany and reach to all these prisoners while they were during World War II there. And many of those, you know, like you probably, I don't know, heard his names. Alex Leonovich was well known through NRB community, was one of the founders of National Religious Broadcasters. Or Nick Leonovich, Peter Dyneka Jr., and many others.
There's, you know, there's so many heroes that we'll never hear their names until we get to glory. But it's amazing. Let me ask you, though, it must have been very difficult for your father under Stalin and Khrushchev to be an evangelical Christian in the Soviet Union.
Oh, Eric, it was very difficult. It was very challenging. We became, four of us, I'm the youngest in a family of four, we almost became orphans because at a certain point, and you mentioned the name of Khrushchev and Brezhnev, and right before Khrushchev was enthroned or sent into exile by his successor, Leonid Brezhnev, there was a decision made so that four of us will be taken away from my parents because the Soviet government, according to their socialistic communist values, they could not afford to allow Christian parents to teach them different values in their homes. And so we were supposed to be taken away and sent to a state-supported, state-owned orphanage. It did not happen, actually. Decision was made, but it did not happen because of the change of the government. And Leonid Brezhnev then, you know, eased a little bit, you know, on persecution of evangelical Christians. But it was truly difficult for my parents. And I'm so grateful for my father's, my mother's faithfulness that they still taught us. And by their example, by their life example, the example of their faith, they taught us about values of Christianity. And that's the first time introduced us to Jesus. So it was difficult, but you know, those moments you just reminded, Eric, asking this question, it's truly because of the faithfulness of our parents and many of their friends. I'm talking about now with the generation of my peers that were brought up in that challenging circumstances under the persecution. And many of us are still in leadership ministry. And this is what our, and at least, you know, my dream to bring the gospel back to my homeland, despite of any challenges and what's taking place now there in eastern Ukraine, but specifically in Russia, when seems like Russia is lowering the Iron Curtain again after so many years since Soviet Union collapsed.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, they were pushing under the Soviet Union. They were pushing atheism. No questions about it. Atheism, atheism, atheism. Now we have a different kind of problem. We have the establishment of this cozy church-state relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church, which becomes an arm of the Kremlin, an arm of Putin, and they push out evangelicals. I mean, it's really fascinating. I want to talk to you more, of course, about this and about your crazy, brilliant idea. We're talking, folks, to Sergei Rakuba. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Little Helen Reddy and a lot of Sergei Rakuba. He is my guest. Sergei Rakuba is the president of Mission Eurasia, formerly Russian Ministries. They're out of Wheaton, Illinois. Can anything good come out of Wheaton? It's been asked a million times. And I'm talking to Sergei, who is one of those good things that came out of Wheaton. So you have an idea, Sergei, because you grew up in the former Soviet Union. Now, of course, you're in the greater Chicago area to bring the good news of Jesus back into modern day Russia. I was just saying about the problems. Describe to us the hostility of Russia and Putin toward evangelicals.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Eric, you know, just recently, since a few years ago, 2 years ago, they specifically posted that new law. It's called the Yaravaya package law that brings all these limitations, regulations to limit the outreach work and mission work in Russia. It was aimed specifically so that they say we would like to fight terrorism, international terrorism, but most of the outcomes out of this that are unfortunately affecting the evangelical work. Even the evangelical community, all the missionaries who got pushed out of Russia since that law was implemented, so they call it anti-missionary law. And based on that law, Russia today limits any foreign evangelical, religious, or Protestant influence that possibly can come to Russia. As of last year, Eric, you probably have heard that Jehovah's Witnesses, they were banned, you know, from Russia as the extremist terrorist organization.
The Jehovah's Witnesses were called an extremist terrorist organization?
In Russia, under that, so they were taken to by the Supreme Court of Russia, according to this new Yaravaya religious regulations law, was kicked out of Russia as an extremist religious organization.
Wow, that is so sick. People need to understand, you know, when we're talking about in the United States, I talk a lot about religious liberty, and I kind of want my audience to understand this because it's not so simple. In this country, of course, we have religious liberty. We have a tradition of it. But whenever the state gets involved too much, you have the end of religious liberty. And when the state, for example, the United States starts saying, listen, we're going to get behind this view of human sexuality or this view of when a person's life starts. Does it start in the womb or whatever? When the government takes positions on these big questions, which are really religious questions, they are, in effect, establishing a religion, which the Constitution says that we're not supposed to do in this country. And then they use the power of the state to marginalize and persecute people of faith who have a different view. Now, of course, it's happening in subtler ways in this country. But right now in Russia, just as you described, you have the Putin government saying, we are going to ally ourselves with the Russian Orthodox Church. And first of all, if you are a Russian Orthodox who really has a biblical view, you're going to have problems with Putin. But there's a situation now where you can't speak up and so on and so forth. And of course, this is nothing but the government trying to crush any dissent or any real Christianity, because Christianity will lead to freedom. And so just to go into the Soviet Union with the gospel presents challenges it did not present 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric, and that's, you know, what's happening in Russia, unfortunately, today. But we, as Mission Eurasia, we have, you know, I don't know, the historic traditional ties with this land. And, you know, we have a more understanding in depth of the need in the evangelical church. And our focus of ministry is to train the national leaders. When Russia is trying to limit the evangelical, I mean, foreign evangelical missions influence now, we have an army of young next generation leaders trained. And when this opportunity comes for this summer, you know that Russia will be hosting the World Cup the World Soccer Cup games starting in a couple of weeks. So we thought these young people, they need to have a tool in their hands. All the Russian government is trying to limit their involvement in the public outreach. We like these young people to develop a strategy so that they can invite people to their churches. And where all these cities where the games will take place, even across the nation, so churches will be turning their facilities into community centers or game viewing centers that will be organizing special events and having large screens, and we'll be watching those games online together with people from the community.
Okay.
And that's where Mission Eurasia will provide a scripture for them so that they will be able to distribute and place into the hands of these people that come to those events.
And whose brilliant idea was it to do this? In other words, I don't follow soccer, so when I find out that the World Cup is being held in Russia, this is news to me. And yes, somebody saw it as a huge opportunity. Are you behind this? Who's behind this?
Eric, you know, so I have a brilliant group of brilliant colleagues, you know, working together, strategizing. You know, I don't want to say that this is my idea. We work together as a group, you know, so of nationally trained, missionaries.
We're out of time in this segment, and on the way out, you can't say it, but I could say it because it's my show. Sergei Rakuba came up with this brilliant idea. We're going to be back, find out more. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
I will wait. Well, if she names the date, tell her that I care more than I can bear.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell you about Greg from Hawaii.
Please do.
Okay. He takes Relief Factor. As you know, I take Relief Factor. And he says, Greg from Hawaii says, my left knee started swelling last year, making climbing stairs and walking distances difficult. At the same time, my back, hips, and shoulders were aching, and I figured it was worth trying Relief Factor. Within 3 days, I was seeing a difference. Relief Factor is helping with almost all my aches and pains. That's pretty typical.
Wow.
I don't like to oversell things. And so I take it myself. And there is no doubt that if I have a backache or whatever from exercise, it helps. If I don't take it, I notice. So I go, oh, why am I sore? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I haven't been taking it for 2 days or something like that. So I want to suggest that people check out the Quick Start Pack. It's $19.95, and it gives you just enough to know if it's going to work for you. It's like a 3-week supply. I recommend it. Obviously, I take it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Check it out.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hey, it's Eric Metaxas. I want to make sure you know about something important we're up against today. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks can happen in your business, school, or even where you volunteer. We need you to act right now to protect not only your freedom, but also the freedom of your kids and grandkids. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to find out how you can join the fight. We can't let opponents of freedom dictate our futures. Alliance Defending Freedom argues some of the most critical cases in our courts today. With your help, we'll continue fighting these important battles. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770.
Do you know that a recent politician once asked, "I've wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress." That's a quote from Ronald Reagan, of course. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles still matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their services with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Now, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They will leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Go get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Imagine after a long day at work being welcomed to a wonderful night of rest by the best and most comfortable sheets imaginable. You can enjoy luxury sheets without the insane prices, and they're just a couple of clicks away at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is bringing quality, comfortable sheets in every style with the ability to mix and match to complement any decor. In April 2014, Vicki and Rich Fulop, a husband and wife team, started Brooklinen with the philosophy of making the most beautiful and comfortable home essentials without crazy prices. Brooklinen is now the fastest growing bedding brand in the world and has more than 25,000 five-star reviews. Brooklinen is the only bedding endorsed by Mike Gallagher, and listeners to his show will receive an additional discount at checkout. Just use the promo code Gallagher. Upgrade your nightly routine that will help you feel more well-rested every day. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Gallagher at brooklinen.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I think you know what King she's talking about. Yes, King Jesus. That's right. I just want to make sure everybody's really clear what we're talking about here. I want to say also that I'm speaking with a gentleman who grew up in Russia. His name is Sergei Rakuba. And Sergei, welcome to the program. We're talking about your brilliant idea with Mission Eurasia, which is based in Wheaton, Illinois, to go to Russia this summer for the World Cup. The Soccer World Cup is held in Russia, and to really help the local evangelicals there to help them spread the gospel and to strengthen them. But I want to ask you up front, just so we're very clear on this subject, that you grew up in what's today Russia, and you spent a lot of time there. And while you're on this program, you know I'm an American citizen, you are not trying to influence my vote in the next election. Sergei, please answer the question, please.
Okay. No, I did not at all, you know, Eric.
All right.
And
well, I just want to be clear because you know what? This kind of Russian meddling, the buck stops here, folks. I'm not going to let these Ruskies, they're not going to. Okay. I just want to be clear. Okay. Sergei, I got to be very, very clear. My audience understands where I'm coming from, that this is not an attempt to to collude with you and, you know, and my audience is also not being swayed right now. I just want to be very clear. Okay, let's get serious. Now, you are doing this thing, Mission Eurasia. Tell us about the scope of this, because this sounds like a big, you know, already when you're talking about Russia, you're talking about eight time zones. I mean, this is a big thing. What are the details here?
Okay, Eric, the details are so that the games will take place in 15 major cities of Russia. But, you know, the population of Russia is spread through all out those eight time zones, as you mentioned. And the Russian territory, Russia, I mean, it's so huge. And the churches are spread through all out that nation. And we will be partnering during this 4 weeks with over 300 national evangelical churches that like to use this strategy of inviting people to for special viewing events, game viewing events, into their facilities. And that's where we provide for them a specially designed program and the script that they will be able to share with people that come to their churches. So when they are limited according to the new regulations that regulate religious freedom in Russia today, they instead not going outside of their churches, but invite them to their buildings where they will be organizing the special viewing events. And that's where the kingdom conversation will strike. And the people we've trained will be able to share testimonies, will be able to share their faith, and will be able to share the gospel. All this 600,000 copies of differently designed scripture will be available for all this kind of events where the churches will be involved. And every copy of scripture is supplied with a QR code where a lot more information would be available online for people that can go through their device or gadget, you know, and upload that information and more in-depth learn about Jesus, about the relationship with God, but also a lot more information will be provided, where to find the church, where to find a group of believers that they can join. And that's the simple but a scalable strategy that we are pulling together, working in partnership with National Evangelical Church during this World Soccer Cup games in Russia and quite a few other partnering organizations that will be helping us in providing the scripture.
It's just huge what you're doing. And I didn't say in the beginning, but that you helped plant a church near Moscow. This is years ago before you came to the United States. And then you've been helping other nationals in the former Soviet Union to expand evangelism and church growth. And that you've been establishing church planting centers. And so this has been your work for many, many years. So when did you realize that you would have the opportunity this summer to do this? When did you know the World Cup would be in Russia?
You see, as soon as we've learned, you know, so that Russia actually will be hosting this games, there were lots of controversy, of course, you know, lots of political controversy, either Russia will host or not. But then we finally realized that these games will take place in Russia. And we know that so that the evangelical community will not be able to use this opportunity and do anything in terms of a public outreach or, do any mission work during those gates in those cities. We thought, how we can help, use the opportunity so that the games will take place in Russia. And that's when we came up with a strategy. We thought we will rather mobilize the evangelical churches, all the young people we've trained through our leadership training programs across the nation of Russia, so that they can still use this window of opportunities, but they have a tool in their hands so that we can provide to publish all these copies of scripture that they will need when they're inviting people to their local church.
Let me ask you quickly, if people have a heart to give, I mean, I didn't really think about this, but there may be many people listening saying, I want to support this. Where can they find you?
Yeah, they can go on our website, and that's missioneurasia.org, missioneurasia.org. And actually, Eric, we still have a need. A faithful partner challenged us with the matching grant of $75,000 that will provide exactly 50% of needed funds for to print a final portion of 100,000 copies of specially designed New Testament for this campaign. We raised some funds, but we still need to raise $35,000 by next week.
Oh.
So, if there are people out there that like to partner with us and prayerfully consider to give, there is an opportunity so that every possibly dollar, you know, they give will be doubled, you know, and any amount they give
okay.
for Mission Eurasia
All
for
right.
this World Cup outreach will impact people.
Forgive yeah. me, Sergey, we're out of time. We'll be right back with Sergey Rakuba. Stick around, folks.
Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're playing some real live American music. I got a genuine Rusky on the other line, and he cannot influence my vote in the next election. I want to be clear with my listeners. I will not accept that. So, Sergey, we just have a few minutes left. I have to tell you, I'm so excited that you had this idea to use the World Cup to, you know, spread the gospel in the former Soviet Union, what today is Russia. And I want to tell people again, the website is missioneurasia.org in case anybody is interested. But it's such a creative idea. And do you anticipate having problems, legal problems, or will the Putin government say, hey, you can't do this? What? How does that work?
Again, you know, it's very hard to predict a lot, you know, what will take place overall in Russia. But so far, we don't anticipate any legal problems, Eric, with this strategic initiative we're planning to implement with hundreds of evangelical churches across Russia, using their facilities to invite people to view the games, hear the gospel during those games as well, on all those breaks, you know, have time together, and that's where the people will be sharing their faith within the vicinity, within the walls of the registered churches, which does not break a law of Russia. And I like your listeners to pray, Eric, so there will be no interference, there will be no problems, so that and so this program, this huge outreach campaign will go successfully. And as we estimate prayerfully, so that 600,000 families will be exposed to the Word of God. So, and we estimate about 1,800 new home Bible studies potentially will get started, because people already trained how to do follow-up after all this outreach. Thousands of children will spend time in a follow-up soccer sport camps that churches will be organizing within their premises after these games. So I want your listeners to pray for all of this. We are planning together in this partnership, tremendous partnership with the Evangelical Church of Russia, but also consider generously giving to continue supporting so when the window of opportunity is still remaining open for the gospel.
That, I was going to say, that's the thing. I mean, you don't know where things are going, and they don't seem to be going in a positive direction. Putin isn't exactly Gorbachev. So it's interesting to see that there that you still have the opportunity, as long as you're working within the established churches, you're not doing this on street corners or something, you have an opportunity, and you have very, very cleverly, wise as serpents were supposed to be, you have very cleverly figured out a way to take advantage of this summer's World Cup being held across Russia. So I just want to say to you, Sergei, first of all, a joy to speak with you. I know we have met, but to hear your story and to point people to missioneurasia.org to find out more and to pray and to know this summer, if they're watching the World Cup, that behind the scenes some good stuff is going on. Sergei, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was a privilege to be on your show. We need to get you to Russia someday, Eric.
Listen, I would be delighted. My books have been published in Russian. No kidding. No
and
kidding.
Listen, we were very much involved in helping to translate it into Russian and to Ukrainian.
I should have known. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. That's
good
amazing.
Good to talk, Eric. Thank you so
Anytime.
Much.
Anytime. Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.